This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Something very special. I haven't had anybody entering the House of Pimpod, and the first two that have done so are the chaps who just made the last track you heard. If you remember The Inside Sleeve, well, it was in our top 50 songs of last year. In Your Fire, I speak of Wanderers, and I have Dusty and Matt, two of the trio. The EP is Something for a Distraction. You're closing your national tour with a performance at your hometown Jive this coming weekend. The other one I wanted to ask you about, you did some shows for Adelaide Fringe, which you took on Crosby, Stills, Nash and...
Little River Band.
Tell me about Little River Band, because Crosby, Stills, Nash I can get, but where's the love from Little River Band coming from?
I don't know. I see a direct correlation between those two bands, and it's become evident to me since we did those shows that nobody else sees it. But like... you listen to the harmonies and the arrangements and a lot of the, to me, it was kind of like LRB, I think, would have been super inspired. I reckon they just dived right into the CSNY catalog. You can just tell when you listen to.
Well, I think of A Long Way There, for example.
A Long Way There. Yeah. Home on a Monday. Like there's just all this stuff. And I love it. I think they're great songs.
Mm.
I mean, you know, it can definitely get a bit naff at times, but. That one song we just couldn't bring ourselves to do. He says something about the albatross and the whales. They are my brothers. Cool change. Cool change. Nah, that was crossed the line for us. It was too far gone. We couldn't do it. But regardless, I mean, taking on those bands was awesome. Like for us too, because while you're dissecting their songs and you're learning them, they're hard to learn, but they're easy to listen to. And that's what is cool about it. But we just took it right on and had a ball. We chose Jive because it's a bigger venue and you can really do the full production. I mean, we had like a 6-piece band, like 4 and 5 part harmonies going all the time. Just the extended solos. Like it was a lot of fun to do. And I think it showed us what we're capable of how far we can take our songs arrangement wise. But I'd love to, when we're working on the songs before recording them, actually have rehearsals with, you know, a full version of the band so that we can know what it sounds like when we do all the layering and that sort of stuff.
I'm Paul Gough. I hope you'll join me as a part of pimpod.com. And this has been 1, 2, 3, 4.